There are many great charitable groups across Ballarat and District who love helping out those in need. We are ourselves one of those. We have the 3BA Winter Appeal. We have the 3BA Christmas Appeal. Of course, the soup bus is there for helping out those in need when it comes to homelessness and doing it tough. And there are certainly plenty of people whom actually do have a roof over their head, but they're still doing it tough, which brought into play another Ballarat community fundraiser, a Ballarat community fundraiser that was put together by Dan and his wife, Sarah Thompson. Dan's the GM of Highmark Homes, and I've got him on the line at the moment to talk about Raise the Rent. Morning to you. No, Dan's gone. He was in the car, you see, and on the road, so he may have hit a spot that has dropped him out. So we'll give this a try and see if we can't get him up. Oh, no, I think our phones have actually gone dead, have they? Let's try again. Oh, here we go. Let's try that out and see if we can't get him back on the go. Love live radio. Hopefully this sees him answering and being able to have a chat about Raise the Rent and what this initiative is all about.
Good morning, this is Dan.
Hello, Dan. It's PT live on the air here at 3BA because I either dropped you off or you dropped out, one of the two.
That's okay. We can't be good at everything, PT. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Mate, this initiative you spoke about with Brett Mack some time ago on 3BA's Ballarat Today, and of course it's something that's near and dear to your heart, helping out those whom are having trouble paying the rent. Is that basically the premise of this particular fundraising effort?
Mate, that is exactly what it is. It's just helping out those that are really doing it tough in our town. And, just trying to give people a hand that probably are a bit too proud to ask for it, I suppose. They're really the people we're trying to help.
So you've partnered up with real estate agencies, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Buxton Ballarat and McGrath in Ballarat have just been stunning. The two of them just, their efforts to help us, and also as well the amount that they've given and got involved has just been sensational. So as I work in the building industry, we're seeing it firsthand, but we're at the start of the process, so we really need those real estate agencies to get on board and really start pushing donations with and for us.
So basically what you're asking for is donations, and then once you've got an accumulated amount of money, people can actually nominate a family for the money to go to, or it will go anonymously to those in need and basically pay a month's rent.
That's exactly what it is, Paul. So we tried to get it in December, but unfortunately what's happened since we went live last week on radio, the requests for help from families, and not from single people, they're actually from friends and families nominating people, has just been astronomical. It's a little overwhelming, to be honest. Some of these stories, my goodness, you wouldn't dream about it. It's just horrendous what these Ballarat families are going through. So we just really need people to jump on to raisetherent.com.au and give anything they can. It doesn't matter, mate, whether it's a dollar or $10,000. Our town is suffering and, just need to help, brother.
Yep, and there are so many more families who are suffering now that the cost of living has gone up, now that the RBA has raised rates, and they will continue to go up throughout the course of the year until Christmas, it seems. I'm just looking at your GoFundMe page, Raise the Rent Ballarat, $23,455, and as you said, any amount, it doesn't matter whether it's a dollar or whether it's $1,000 or $100,000, any amount is a great amount to raisetherent.com.au. And you're also looking with the money that is donated to buy Woolies vouchers to help families in need as well.
Well, look, what the premise was is that in the month of December we'd pay as many rents as we can, but unfortunately people need help all year round. So the 23 that you see there was part of last year. We ended up getting just shy of $30,000. And Woolworths actually put their hand in their pocket. The lovely Kaz from DTC Woolworths put her hand in her pocket and handed out a whole lot of vouchers that we gave out so people could have Christmas lunch. And it's not just about rent, PT, to be honest with you. Last year we found that there was lots of people. We paid school fees, we paid for books, we did a whole lot of stuff. We were basically asking people, what do they need? How is the best way that we can help? And that's really how we got involved. We paid a lot of rent, but there was also a lot of other items that people just needed. Yep. Sometimes when rent's covered, they need a Christmas dinner or that sort of thing. So.
All right, mate. RaiseTheRent.com.au. It is a fantastic initiative on behalf of your good self and, of course, your wife, Sarah. Mate, stay safe on the roads and keep us up to date, won't you?
Have a great day, mate. Thanks.